T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If I'm the Giants tonight, I shock the world by trotting Eli out for the first play. I play Eli just tonight. I say, Daniel, it's okay. You're still our guy. We're going forward. But just this one night on this one stage at Foxborough, I want Eli to get one last shot at Tom Brady, because that'll be our best shot.
No.
I will bet you Eli would make it a closer game than Daniel Jones will.
Skip, there's a reason why Daniel Jones is in there.
Okay.
Well, against everybody else, but this is Tom Brady. This is the all-time nemesis of Tom Brady. There's never been a bigger nemesis for the greatest player ever than this guy.
Can I just give Skip Bayless an awful lot of credit? Because he just throws crap against the wall. There's no research. There's nothing to support it. It's just crap against the wall, and he's making, what, $6 million a year? So I think that in itself is one of the great accomplishments in America, to be able to do that.
He thinks it's like an NBA game, like going up against Jordan, just put up the one nemesis of Jordan because he knows he can cover him and shut him down?
Al Horford.
Like, this is just Eli Manning. Like, Eli Manning steps on the field, not the rest of the Giant team, not those great defenses he had, not the wide receivers that he had back in the day. He just thinks Eli's going to just jump on the field.
Visions
and Brady's and Belichick are going to start shaking in their boots.
Visions of 07 and 11 are going to come back.
This is the all-time nemesis of Tom Brady. Yes.
It was just all Eli. It wasn't the team. It wasn't the front four of the Giants. It was just Eli sucks. I'm so tired of Eli. Hall of Fame my ass, okay? He is awful. There's a reason why the kid's playing, because the guy sucked. It's a quarterback's league. You can't take him to the postseason. He's only had 2 good postseason runs.
What are you talking about?
And now we're going to put him in the freaking Hall of Fame like he's, oh, Brady and Belichick shaking in their boots over Eli freaking Manning. Eli Manning. Not Peyton Manning. Eli Manning.
But you're not taking
him serious. Not even Cooper Manning.
Hold on. You're not taking him serious, are you?
I think he's serious.
Oh, I mean, he's serious for TV. I mean, if you were to say,
$6 million,
if you're going to ask me what would be intriguing, that would be intriguing. Hey, you know what? We're going to surprise everybody. We know he's not scared. We know he's had success before. If anyone can handle it, he can. You know what? It'll be like one of those crazy, one punch knockout type of things. You know, maybe someone can catch a football with their head.
Are you buying into this?
No, I'm not at all. But
I don't know what you just said.
No, not at all. They're not going to win. But if you're going to play this game, let's play the game, right?
Okay.
First take. I tell you what. Okay. You would have to come. You've done TV before. You know what it's like. You got to come up with a bold statement. You got to come up with something. Hey, we got to talk about this game. There's nothing else going on. We can't talk about China and the NBA before because we're partners with Disney. So we can't do that. So how do we put lipstick on this pig?
Maybe you're right. But let me ask you this. So if you sat Bill Belichick down, right, and you said, okay, Bill, I want to go over. I got some film here. Let's spend the next half hour or so talking about Peyton Manning. You know, those defenses you went up against Peyton Manning, how challenging it was, given, you know, what was it about Peyton that made him great? I guarantee he would go crazy, go off about this.
3 great catches and 2 Super Bowls. That's what I would say.
No, Peyton Manning.
Oh, Peyton Manning. I thought you said Eli.
He would talk about how, you know, he saw the game, audible, how he disguised things, and how he could see this part and see how great he was.
Yeah,
and, man,
not,
it was so tough to defend, and we had to change things up at the line. We had to do this. We had to do that. We knew we were in a battle going up against this guy, you know, at night trying to figure out how the hell to stop him. Okay, thanks, Coach. Let's spend the next half hour on what it was like to try to go up against Eli.
Yeah, Manningham's great catch, and then you got David Tyree's great catch.
Do we really think that they respect him because, okay, he beat him twice. I get it, but do you really think that Eli Manning ever kept a defensive coordinator up at night? Does anyone really truly believe that?
No.
The defensive coordinator said, oh, my God, how are we going to stop Eli?
Mike Francesa buys that fifth line and sinker.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. If we're going to live in,
I'm just
if we're going to live in, hold on, There's good sound waves in here. This is how bad this game is. I'm telling you, this is a despicable game.
So
I will say this: the games have been good on Thursday night. They have not been crappy.
Yeah, what do we have?
This game has nothing to do. Are you getting into Chatham's article?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because this game has nothing to do with injuries. This game being crappy has nothing to do with injuries.
I agree. So Chatham, I pick up Chatham's article because we love the Athletic, and I read the
Hollywood story about Mike Nugent
all the time. Though I really think he should have some of that old NFL music, you know, the NFL films music behind his stuff. So I read the headline, "If only the NFL could find a better night than Thursday for Thursday Night Football." I said, what a strange article by Chatham. So what does he want to move it to, like, Monday? Or we already have a game on Monday. How about Tuesday? How about Wednesday, Friday night?
Taco Tuesday in football!
What are we talking about? And then I start reading through the piece, and then, of course, he gets into it. Fortunately, these half-baked Thursday games don't count the same as the other 15. He's joking about it. And he's talking about, and you can miss the playoffs by a game losing one of these things. Thursday night games are not the same as Sunday games. Short preparation, no real practice.
So he never tells you a day.
3 days. He never gives me a day, no. And then he goes to talk about why the hell is there a very important NFL game tonight. I guess I'll have to cover it and pretend like it's not a fake game because that's my job. But this feels very exhibition-y. The Patriots could very well win this by 100. Yeah. Seems like there'd be a better way to handle a potential marquee matchup. And then he gets into the safety issues with the players. And I would say this, that I get that and understand the safety issue, and I think it is real. The turnaround, if you're getting beaten up on a Sunday and you get back out on the football field and you have to play 4 days later, is probably a bitch. On the other hand, are the players willing to give the money back that they make on those Thursday night games?
But can
because
I ask
it really
you,
comes down to money.
Because when I read this, if only there could be a better night. I actually thought that he might come up with a better night.
I did
night.
Too.
Because he never did.
No. Sunday. I think he insinuates that it's Sunday.
Well, Sunday at 11.
Chris, let me ask you this. How about this? How about Tuesday night football?
Nah.
No, hear me out.
Okay.
So you play Sunday, you got to play Thursday. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. You play Tuesday, you got to play Sunday. You got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. You get an extra day. One extra day for Tuesday night football.
Yeah.
Now, after Tuesday night football is your short week, but you have somewhat of a long one going into it.
Yeah.
I mean, you get an extra day on Tuesday as opposed to
Thursday. Here's what I took from this article because I'm actually surprised.
I hate Tuesday night.
So he quoted Matthew. He quoted,
there ain't nothing on
it. No good shows?
He quoted Matthew Chatham.
Binge watch Netflix.
He talked about Slater, you know, how he made his comments about player safety.
I get it. I get player safety.
Sure. That's fine. Oh, do you have it, Ryan? Go ahead and play it real quick so as a reference.
This doesn't fit into that as far as I'm concerned. And I know we've had a lot of discussions about it as a union. And I know it's a good product as far as the consumers are concerned. And the fans enjoy these Thursday night products. But, you know, I think when you talk about the rigors of playing in an NFL game and then what it takes to recover and be able to do it again the following week to do a, you know, Sunday to Thursday turnaround is, you know, it's tough.
I see. There's a couple of things stood out to me. I have this vision of all the player reps personally calling other, you know, player reps on other teams and telling all of them, hey, make sure you talk about Thursday night football and how tough it is and how you don't like it. Make sure there's a long history of us talking about how we don't like it. See, Slater is kind of like the millennial version of a football player.
Okay.
You know, what's in it for me? You know, it's just too hard. I don't like it. And well, what about player safety? And blah, wham. The older guys, now, whatever, call me, get off your lawn guy today. But I heard Ted Johnson the other day saying the same thing I've always said. I liked him. I look forward to him. Because
single stage, everybody's looking
practice.
At you.
No, screw that. Who cares?
And 10 days after,
the practice is so easy.
Walkthroughs.
It's literally like a walkthrough. It's just mental days.
Even
in the old days, now it's maybe they show up in the flip flops and a hat. But and then you get that bye week. The injury issue. What if Saquon Barkley? Maybe he could have played. Maybe Sterling Shepard. Maybe he could have played. Well, that's luck.
Maybe
What if he gets hurt next week and he still can't play? That has nothing to do with it. The Thursday night football games, your body can heal. Like it can. I don't believe it. I've done it before. It's a little bit tougher, but just mentally getting acclimated to it. But every old guy likes it. The young guys, this is too hard. We can't do this. This is impossible. I think they're all full of crap. No, no, wrong time for play the music. I think they're all full of crap. I do. I think Slater is obviously
now we need Clint Eastwood
part
song.
Of
get off my
yeah,
lawn.
I think Slater is part of that, and maybe it's a good game plan.
Here's the
about the new CBA. We right. want
that's,
more money.
There we
want
go.
It,
you
fine.
Hit it. You
so,
got it.
Yeah, so I think you there was this like a whole a bat signal that went out to all the player reps right. and said, listen. If you play Thursday Night Football, you got to make sure you get a mic in front of you and talk about how you don't like
and
it
when you think
and how
about
difficult it is.
Schedule-wise for this team, so you have, you know, week six is Monday Night Football. I mean, Thursday Night Football. Then you have that, like you said, that long break. So it's not a bye, but kind of like a bye, right?
You forget you've been playing football.
And then 3 weeks later, you actually have another bye.
Yeah.
So it's all like a good, so, you know, you're playing 6 weeks of football here against getting ready because it's a JV schedule. Then you come back and you know, long bye. Yeah, you got another 3 o'clock, three games, then you got your bye. So you actually, it's a good timing for it. You know, as
you
far
could
as breaks
say,
go.
Lou, that the healing can be accelerated because you're not, because a lot of guys have to practice while they're injured. So they'll practice on Wednesday, they'll practice on Thursday. And I think that delays the healing process because you're actually trying to heal and practice at the same time.
No, you're
time.
Right. So this game pulls Dorsett and Burkhead out of the game.
Not doing anything.
So, but here's the thing. So and Barkley, right? Those yeah. three guys in particular. Maybe in a couple of days, they're not 100%, but maybe good enough to play next Sunday. But health-wise, they might be better off missing this week.
Maybe, but
you know what I mean? And getting rather than playing on it on Sunday, re-injuring the toe, re-injuring the hamstring, re-injuring the ankle, and now it lingers on. So you get a little bit more of a break on guys that questionably should play or not.
I understand Slater. I even understand some of what Chatham is saying. And irrelevant whether this game was on Thursday or Sunday, Matt, this was not going to be a competitive game. But the bottom line on this deal
definitely
is
a marquee matchup.
Each team plays one Thursday night game. It's not like you have to do this numerous times. You have one Thursday night game. And the players continually want more money. They want the cap number to be raised. How do they do that? They have additional revenue streams. So a few years ago, the league came out and said, we can add another night. Our sport is so damn popular, we'll put it out for bid. NBC, Fox, CBS, we'll put it out for bid. We'll also jack up the NFL Network and put the games on our own network. And that's what they did, and they created more money, more revenue on the rights fees, and more money for the players.
Yeah.
And the same thing's going to happen with the 18 games. The players are eventually going to give in. Why? Because there's more money. Did you hear what the NBA did yesterday? They were alerting the players, because we'll get to it in a little bit. They were alerting the players that if this China thing blows up, this could cost the cap 15%. 15% it could cost the cap next season.
That'd keep you quiet.
Okay. Sources, this is Keith Smith. Sources told Yahoo Sports that some NBA teams are doing scenario planning for the $116 million salary cap for next season to drop by as much as 15% due to the situation between the NBA and China right now. It's all about revenue streams. And so these guys want to make money. You got to play on Thursday night. I know. Safety, not as great. You got to play on Thursday night. All right, we're doing Thursday Night Football. We are here. All right, it's Thursday, and we're here right across the street from the stadium. 617-779-7937. Our phone call's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Now, the reason why I'm worried about Tom, it's a Thursday night game. This is the oldest he's ever been. And in the first half of that Washington game, Nick, you pointed out, man, he was getting, they were getting to him.
He was getting
often.
Hit a lot.
He was darting the ball. If they were to pull off this upset, Tom Brady would have to leave this game before the ending of the game for the Patriots to lose it.
What?
Huh?
Huh? Chris Carter, what? What are we talking about? Brady's going to get what? He's going
to
get killed?
In order to lose this game, he'll have to leave this game. I think Stidham could beat this
team. I think Stidham could beat this team, yeah.
How's the Giants going to score? I guess a pick six. We saw that, but still.
Yeah, so Stidham could throw a pick six. Yeah. I'll give you that. I'm just not sure they can score in this game. I mean, it's all about the Patriots' defense right now. And week to week, it's about the defense just winning these games until they can get their offense in gear. And in years gone by, we've looked at it just the opposite way, where the offense was great. The problem was they were getting into some close games because the defense were giving up too many points, and you needed to get that defense by the end of the season where they could compete at a high level. It's just flip-flop, that's all.
Yeah,
that's all that's going on here. Mm-hmm. To the phone calls we go. Paul's in Westfield. Hey, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Two quick points, and the second one I think is going to really bring attention to light on a matter in the NFL. What Chris Carter is saying is true. However, from the second we're born, we're one day older. And for Tom, it's not an issue. The protection is an issue. If we don't go call Kansas City and penalize ourselves to death, play and run away from their strong side and let Tom not get touched, avoid penalties and injury, that'll be a success. And the second point, I think, Glenn, you can appreciate this. You remember back in the day when, well, Glenn remembers two tin cups in a can, but we had payphones, four-wheel drive, and classified ads. I personally spent a fortune on classified ads. Kelly at WeDone.
Trying to find a woman?
Reminded. Hold on. Kelly at WeDone in Connecticut said, we don't have classified ads anymore. The revenue is from tweeting and resharing.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Jesus.
What if four-wheel drives, tin
God's
cans,
name.
And... Godspeed.
What are we doing?
We still have four-wheel drive, don't we?
We do have four-wheel drive.
Thought so.
We still have tin cans.
I have four-wheel drive. Still have tin cans. And classified ads.
A lot of Giant fans out here. I'm amazed. That, well, I guess they just probably just drove up with all their vans
well,
and
you
their
got
RVs.
That, see,
and,
you figured that out, huh?
Yeah. You know, hey, well, let's just take the RV up north.
3.5 hours, four hours.
The Giants got a big fan base.
And yeah, they travel well, and the ticket's probably available tonight. If you're a Patriot fan and you're thinking of skipping one game this year and you're going to sell your tickets, you're selling tickets to
I
this
would
game.
Believe so.
Yeah. You're giving them up.
You're treating it like a preseason game.
Yeah, it's what it is.
It's a preseason game. All right, so today they threw this around at ESPN. One quarterback to win one game. And they threw it around and they asked 25 NFL execs to pick. So apparently they couldn't get 32. Like Belichick sitting there going, I'm not answering that, right?
So he didn't answer.
Well, 25 NFL execs. Would you guess that Bill was probably not one of them?
Well, he's a coach. He's not an exec.
Okay. He's an exec too.
GMs.
Okay. He's a GM
too. And I bet you Nick Caserio didn't answer either.
And the winner was?
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Was it? Oh,
14 votes. Yep, 14 votes. Number two, the runner-up was Patrick Mahomes. 7 votes.
Here's the thing.
Russell Wilson had 2. Ben Roethlisberger had 1. And Drew Brees had one.
You know, I forget somebody, like, you think of Patrick Mahomes, you're like, wow, what a stud. But primetime games, important games, has he won one yet?
No.
I would take Russell Wilson over Patrick Mahomes.
No, I would too, because he's
done
it. He
would be my number. He's done it.
Yeah.
There's a history there. Patrick Mahomes, you know, starting his second year in the league.
I mean, you know, when you're talking about one game, even at age 42, if we're down to one game and the game is this Sunday, then you got to pick Tom Brady because he's got a history here. All right, now if we're talking about the best quarterback in the league, it's either Mahomes or Russell Wilson right now. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
It's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady,
I would say,
still in the top five.
The best
Brady's still in the top five.
I'll take him Russell Wilson over Patrick Mahomes.
Okay,
I will take him. Mahomes.
I think that's legit based on what you've seen so far this year.
I think we talked about this last game he was in, and it was who was it? They beat the Rams.
Yeah,
he's mobile. He runs around, you know, similar to Mahomes, right? Making things happen. But he's so much more careful than all of these running quarterbacks as far as when he goes down.
Yeah.
You know, as far as taking chances, as, you know, sliding early, getting out of bounds early. Like, he seems to be that running quarterback. I think Mahomes is pretty good. You know, he messed up his ankle just on that sack. But still, he's very smart. One of these running quarterbacks that knows what he's doing. He's not Josh Allen. Running around like a freaking idiot.
All right, so he's been around a lot longer than Mahomes, a few years. So, and that, I think, is the difference. So can Mahomes be what Russell Wilson is? Because I think you nailed the difference right there, Lou. One does it all in athletic ability. The 50 yards he ran and then made that great completion last week, Mahomes, was all athletic ability, okay? Because if you keep on running and you can avoid people tackling you, eventually you're going to find an open receiver.
But it's not that simple, though. He's not just that.
No. I'm sorry.
He combines it with, you know, accuracy, arm strength, decisions, everything.
All of that is phenomenal. All of that is athletic ability. What I'm telling you is Russell Wilson sees the field better because he's made the mistakes already. If you look back 3 years ago, Russell Wilson was making some of those mistakes that Mahomes makes right now. He's not making him anymore because he can run, throw the ball across his body with a receiver going in the other direction, and he knows where that ball's got to be because he's done it before. He's made the mistake. He's thrown the pick.
Well, I think Tommy Curran wrote about it, whatever, about, you know, when Russell, but a guy like Pat Mahomes, because I personally think Mahomes is better than Wilson. And I love Russell Wilson, but I just think Mahomes is everything right now. But guys like that, you know, if they roll their ankle, who are they? You know, and he's talking about Tom Brady and the longevity that he's had, being that pocket passer. You're a guy like Mahomes. You're a guy like Russell Wilson who creates so much. If, you know, you roll your ankle, if you can't be as mobile, who are you? And I think they're both still good if they both had to stay in the pocket. But that's a big difference, right? I mean, they rely on that.
He's a 5'2 player, and you're taking away one of those tools.
A very important one.
Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah, this is a great quote for Patrick Mahomes, including playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is now 2-6 in primetime football games.
Yeah.
So 2-6. How is that possible?
Yeah, so my answer.
Primetime football games. So it could be Thursday, Sunday night.
What does he lose six games?
Can I say this? I think my answer in this one, if you were to tell me one quarterback to win a game in this order, I would start with Tom Brady. I would go with Drew Brees number two only because he's done it so many times. He's seen so much. I would go with Russell Wilson three, and then I would go with Mahomes four.
Pat Mahomes has only lost five games in his career in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, that's six, yeah.
So they're all prime time? Every single game he's ever lost is prime time?
Pretty much. Yes. He's 16-0 in non-prime time games. Is that what it is?
Yeah. He's good at 1 o'clock in a regional game.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock at home. Oh, man, nothing terrific. Better. No, the thing with Patrick Mahomes is, of course, any exec is going to say, wow, that guy's awesome. I want him. I'm going to pick him. If I have a game to win, I want him. I would say, tell me what the gap is between Brady and everybody else. What's the gap?
It's got to be.
I would think so.
Significant.
I mean, nice, shiny new toy. Patrick Mahomes running all over the place. Young, strong arm. He's not Baker Mayfield. Doesn't look like that guy.
No.
Totally different situation.
No, I'm not sure you can go wrong with any of those guys.
I mean, Brady last week talking about, you know, it's like riding a bike.
But hold on. Where was Aaron Rodgers?
That's right. Why do we always forget about Aaron Rodgers?
Why are people forgetting about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, no, he's the best.
I mean, where's Aaron Rodgers?
He didn't get a vote.
What do you mean he didn't get a vote?
He didn't get a vote. He got no votes.
You just mentioned Russell Wilson, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Hold on.
Okay, and these, by the way.
There's discount and double check.
Here's the difference. Read what it says. We asked 25 NFL execs. They didn't ask 25 NFL reporters, media people. They asked 25 NFL execs
who don't buy into the
Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Wow.
We talked about this last week. Russell Wilson right now is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And a lot younger. Better. He can do a lot of what Rodgers does,
now,
and he's better at it.
Too bad the Patriots more protective don't play the Seahawks. Ball. Too bad they don't play the Seahawks. Because you would get we got last year with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you could get him.
Well, in the Super Bowl, it'd be a little rematch there, but you're not going to get him the regular season for that whole thing to happen.
You're going to get a rematch, but you're going to get New England and Philadelphia.
You'll get some Deshaun Watson stuff. You'll get some Lamar Jackson. That week will be fun.
Well, that's what this week is all about, right? Isn't it? Really? I mean, Mahomes versus Deshaun Jackson? I mean, Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
That's what this week's about. Those two, given what Watson did last week.
It was terrific last week.
God.
But are you ready to buy into Watson
now? Not yet. No, he's got to do more.
So it happens.
He's good.
Sometimes matchups work a certain way for you. Coaches are able to exploit somebody in the defensive end, and quarterbacks will go out and have a great week, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Winston have a great week here a couple weeks ago? Didn't he? Jameis Winston had a terrific week.
Oh, yeah, he did, but then he got his ass handed to him the week after that.
Oh, okay. So was that the Jameis Winston got that much better that Sunday? Or do you think maybe they were able to exploit something on the team that they played?
You can tell he had a good week because every pregame show did a feature on Jameis Winston.
Well, it's the only time you're going to get an opportunity
to do it all year long. Let's do it now.
All right, we got to find out and check in with China and find out what people are talking about. Do we have anybody talking today? We're
going to
see. And then the big fella's got his own segment coming up at the top of the hour. You do not want to miss it.
This is 4 o'clock,
he takes over the radio station for 10 minutes.
I take it over for 10 minutes, and I think everybody who's driving in is going to appreciate this one, this topic, because it relates to Rob Gronkowski.
There you go.
And that's it.
Do you think he's here now preparing?
Wait, are they doing the whole – I thought it was in New York,
are
the whole postgame show.
Oh, that's right.
The pregame show. It's in New York, isn't it?
Yeah, they do it outdoors in New York, right? Yeah. That's what they do. Thursday
I don't think
night.
It's not like ESPN or NBC point. Where they set up here. He's
that's
in New York.
Point.
He's not here.
Yeah. I've never lost in the stock market.
So he'll be there tonight in New York.
But he's listening.
Do you think he's prepping right now?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Breaking down film.
Oh, the touch screen. Oh yeah.
All right. We'll find out who's talking in the NBA today. They've already broken up one little press scrum at the end of the game. We'll get into it coming up next right here on OMF, and we're doing it live down here on Foxborough.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, the thing is really funny. All these idiots and jackasses and fools on radio and television talking about these players should do that. These are the same people who've been hating on Colin Kaepernick for the last 3 years. And that's in another country. So I find it hilarious listening to all these idiot fools and jackasses on radio and TV talking about, well, these parents should stand up. I said, first of all, you guys been killing Colin Kaepernick for the last X amount of years. Now all of a sudden, y'all want to control what happens in a foreign country? Give me a break.
That's Charles Barkley, and he's trying to compare it to Kaepernick. He's got a little bit messed up in all this because people were critical of Kaepernick. Now, Kaepernick was making a symbolic statement by taking a knee. He wasn't saying much. Unfortunately, he wasn't coming out there and talking an awful lot about the injustices there in the country. He was symbolically just taking a knee. And it was pissing off the NFL because it was costing them sponsors. And there were a lot of people who were screaming and yelling and basically saying Kaepernick deserves the right to do it. And it was here in our country, Charles is right about that. But the same people who wanted Kaepernick to have the right and responsibility are totally fine now sitting back and watching it play out where suddenly all of these loud guys who were, you know, willing to stand up, you know, for our country, who suddenly now are little mouse. They're very quiet. They're not saying anything. I heard a little bit of Bill Simmons, and he did a podcast. And Bill Simmons, because LeBron, by the way, has said nothing.
He
gets off the bus. He walks straight to the gym, to the facility. He says nothing. Missed Taco Tuesday this week. Nothing from him. So Bill Simmons is sitting there going, LeBron should say nothing. I'm with him. LeBron should say absolutely nothing. There's no reason for LeBron to say anything. And then 3 sentences later, he's sitting there like a little kid saying, he goes, wasn't that cool when LeBron stood up for Colin Kaepernick? Wasn't that cool? Wasn't that great that he stood up for him? He's a smart guy, Bill Simmons. What you're doing is you're playing your political CD collection.
He was like a little boy
for us. That's what you're doing.
The problem I had, and we had it when it was going on, when all the issues going on in the NFL with Kaepernick and how they're handling this, you know, and they're admitting that it's affecting their ratings and it's costing them a lot of money. Meanwhile, NBA, the players, commissioner, whoever it was, they're all standing up talking about the NFL has screwed this thing up. LeBron James talking about, you know, Kaepernick and backing him and throwing respect to him, even though it cost him a lot of money, but he stood up for what he believed in. So they're all ripping on the NFL like they're any different. And they're not. You know, I'm not going to sit here and rip them, per se, to sit there in China and to start talking trash about communism while they're in China. I know the $4 billion. So I get it. The problem that I have is that they were standing on, you know, screaming from the rooftops about the NFL, and they're different. They have a voice, and that's why the NBA is better than the NFL. You know, so now they're just realizing, we're all realizing, that they're all the same. So all those comments about the NFL and how they're handling it, it means absolutely nothing. It's not that I'm doing anything to help Hong Kong fight communism. Like people on Twitter, they're like, oh, what are you doing to help Hong Kong? Nothing. Nothing. But I'm also not sitting there screaming about how, you know, what the NFL was doing and how the NBA is great like those guys were.
Yeah, it's less about, hey, you're not doing anything. It's more about, you kind of throw yourself out there as the woke league, and we're different.
That's it.
And we let our players speak their mind, and and Adam Silver is progressive, and he wants the league to be progressive, completely opposite. And then it just, and I don't know what Barkley's talking about. Sure, I don't care what goes on in Hong Kong. I'm sorry, I don't. Like, I'm not concerned with it. I'm more concerned within a 30-mile to 60-mile radius of my house. That's work, and that's family. That's my kids. That's it. So, sorry, I don't know anything about it. But you damn sure can't tell me what I can and can't talk about when you sit there and preach about, say whatever you want.
So it's the hypocrisy that we're talking about. And these people are missing it. Charles Barkley is missing it. Others are missing it. That you raved about Adam Silver. That Adam Silver was much different than Roger Goodell. Because Adam Silver was allowing players to speak their mind. No. Adam Silver's doing the exact same thing that Roger Goodell's doing. They can speak their mind until it actually costs us in the pocketbook.
Yes.
And once it does, we need to be quiet.
Because everything we've said as of right now has helped
us,
not hurt us.
Right. And so the NBA players are falling in line. Trust me, Steve Kerr knows exactly what it's all about in China. And by the way, I would have far more respect if one of them came out and said, hey, listen, I'm in China. I don't want to create an international controversy here. Obviously, we're in a country that has a different political system. All I'm going to say is I stand behind Daryl Morey and that I believe in democracy.
No,
that's all you have to say.
Can't say that.
Why not?
Because you're in a communist country. They will arrest you. I'm just saying you can't have that belief there.
Yeah, maybe if it's – now, isn't it kind of understood that, of course, an American is for democracy, but isn't it a different thing when they're actually openly talking about the people who are protesting and almost influencing them and motivating them
and
encouraging
them? I just said you avoid that.
That's my point. So
I avoid it.
So it's different than what Maury said. Maury, I think their interpretation is that Maury was inciting the riots.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are real communists, right?
I support Hong Kong.
Hold on. Everybody raise. Everybody. They're real communists.
Real communists.
So they're not rational.
Right. It was benign what he really did.
I agree.
And Lou is right that the Chinese are going to overreact. But you got to strap on a pair of balls. You can't sit there because you're getting $4 billion and sit there and say, well, I'm not going to stand up even though everybody knows I'm an American. I stand for democracy. You've got to stand up and you got to say, I support democracy. These people, they have a different system. You can say that. And if the Chinese can't deal with it, so be it. You lose your $4 billion. But you do it with some face.
No. You swallow your pride.
Wait a minute. Charles Barkley and others are telling me that Adam Silver has principles.
No.
Unlike Roger Goodell.
No, you swallow.
He's got principles.
When it comes to countries and trying to make a change.
By the way,
you can't do
it. No,
by the way, I've been on this for a long time and telling you guys that Adam Silver, okay, came in at the right time in the NBA, and he took out a racist owner, who, by the way, has been a racist for 30 years.
Easiest
and the
thing.
NBA
easiest
turned their
call.
They turned their head the other way. And it was the easiest thing in the world with 78% of your players who are African-American to take out a guy who's been racist for 30 years.
It's
you know why he took him out?
It's not against the law to be racist.
He took him out because he had a prospective buyer in Steve Ballmer for $2.5 billion. The Clippers for $2.5 billion. That's why he did it, and everybody thought he was the greatest commissioner in mankind. Let's see how he gets out of this mess.
But see, I don't even.
He's already out.
I really don't blame the NBA currently with how they're dealing with it. It's just that it's very similar to how the NFL was dealing with their issue. They saw that it was affecting their money, the dollars coming in on their multi-billion-dollar industry. They saw how it was affecting it. So they were kind of running and hiding as well. They were trying to just figure out a way for it to just go away so we can go back to making our money. What the hell just happened? It's like that movie you're talking about, Aliens, right? Like, oh, my God, what do we do?
What do we do now?
So
they're on to us.
The NFL was doing that. But the NBA was mocking them. The NBA was making fun of them. For the way they were handling it.
Game
for
over,
not sticking
man.
By their principles. For just caring more about the dollar.
Yeah. Like, ratings are low.
This is what it's all about. The NBA was standing there saying how they were different. This, to me, that is what it's all about. I don't blame them for not sacrificing a $4 billion deal. Just like I don't blame the NFL for trying to figure out and do what's best and looking like fools trying to do it. Just like these guys are looking like fools trying to figure it out.
Okay, but
it's a lot of money, but don't tell me you're any different.
Okay, but here's why I have a problem. So I'll go along with your premise that you want to be careful what you say in China, though. They may watch you. They may not allow you to get a freedom in the speech, but a freedom in the streets rather. But the Chinese are not going to kill you just because you're making a statement in China. That would be a really bad international move for them. Darren Revelle writes this today. The Chinese took down the signs. Adam Silver called their bluff. Bet that game would still happen. Didn't cancel. Full crowd. Silver comes away with a win in the most complex scenario any sports executive has ever had to deal with. What? Comes away with a win in the most complex scenario any sports executive has ever had to deal with. Really? So we have another game going on in Japan. By the way, a democracy, okay? In the same region, you know it. You played there, Lou. Yeah. It's in the same region.
It's in Asia.
It is in Asia. It's a democracy.
Yeah.
They are not what?
They're not communists.
They're not.
No, they're not.
Tim Reynolds writing this today. NBA comment on the Rockets postgame in Japan.
Well, let's hear it. We should hear it. Do we have that?
Do we have it?
The CNN reporter who asked James Harden and Russell Westbrook a question.
Hi, Christina McFarlane, CNN. The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future. It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week during the NBA. This particular question has not been answered. James.
Any other questions?
So that voice,
wait,
that voice you heard was an NBA PR person shutting that question down.
So how did
saying that they've already answered, and the reporter saying no, they haven't answered what they're going to do when they return.
So how was this a win?
Wait, did James Harden answer it?
No.
They refused to. The NBA got in the way and shut them down and said, we're only asking.
Well, he heard the question.
Basketball. Yeah.
But this game's in Japan.
This game is Japan.
That game. That wasn't in Shanghai.
That's what I'm saying.
In China. That game was in Japan.
So
and the league shut it down.
In a democracy in which you are at liberty, you're free to be able to say what you want. They can't use the excuse that the players are in China, so they've got to be very careful. You're in a communist nation. Nope. This game was in Japan.
So now what did they do after that?
Daryl Morey's tweet came while he was in the United States. What are we talking about here?
How is this a win for the commissioner?
So then the NBA released a comment on that post game in Japan today. They said, quote, a team representative inappropriately interjected to prevent a CNN's Christina McFarlane from receiving an answer to her question. We've apologized to Ms. McFarlane. And as this is inconsistent with how the NBA conducts media events.
Right.
So did Ms. McFarlane ever get her question answered?
No. And we're not talking about Breitbart News. We're not talking about Fox News. We're talking about CNN. Pretty friendly during the Colin Kaepernick stuff. Very friendly. Right? To Colin Kaepernick. What are we talking about? So you're telling me that the commissioner won, and now you've got other players who are playing in a country that adheres to democracy, and you, the NBA, are shutting down the question.
Well, I would say that,
not allowing your players to answer
the
question.
I would say that Silver has won the battle. I don't know about the war. We'll see. But the battle. I'm just saying, as far as they called their bluff, the game went on. Right? Maybe people thought they were never going to play this game. They're going to cancel it.
Right.
So we just sort of stayed silent. Nobody's going to say a word. Let's play this game. And they had a full crowd. So for one night, he won. Now, that doesn't mean China's still not going to pull their $4 billion. That doesn't mean China's going to pull their $1.5 billion deal with Houston Rockets. I just saw that Nike in China has pulled their Houston Rockets and NBA gear in some stores.
China's forced them to.
Yes, so they've pulled.
They didn't pull it on their own.
No.
China said, get that gear out of here.
So to me, we still don't know. I mean, they're still trying to scrub the NBA and the Rockets out. So they let a game play. I don't know about the rest of it.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
So let me ask you this. So the players come back, and let's say the players actually give us the truth. And so when players get back here to the United States, they're starting to get asked the questions, and they're sitting there go, no, you know, I believe in freedom. I believe in democracy. How do you think China's going to react to that? China's not going to react to that well, and what are they going to do?
It's going to be in a tweet.
They're going to pull it. Right. They're going to pull that $4 billion.
So
that's what they're going to do. Right.
They're going to say nothing.
Right. So, well, you know, but the players are going to look like fools, guys, if they come over here and say absolutely nothing.
No, but it's a safer environment now. They'll have a plan. They'll have plans.
But not with China. China's
going to
hear it.
I do think they're going to address it because if they – so the NBA just apologized for, who is it, Christine McFarlane?
Yeah, what a joke.
And so they said, this is not the way we handle our business, our press conferences.
So what are you, so what are you going to do from here on in now?
They will be answering them.
Okay. And they will be. Okay, and if they answer them, what is China? We already heard China's response to Adam Silver's response to the Daryl Morey original tweet, and it was not good, right?
You don't think they're separate?
No.
You don't think that, like, China can see the difference between issues and discussions and debates, even though it is about China, that they can look at that differently?
No. How are they going to look at it differently?
I'm just asking you.
No, absolutely not. I think if you
if the conversation keeps going on, because I feel like once the NBA, once those players get here, they'll be rehearsed, they'll be educated a little bit better, they'll have some thoughts on it.
Stop the education. Well, no.
Well, educated means, hey, listen, here's a piece of paper.
Yeah, I like living in a democracy.
About China.
Simple.
Okay, but they're going to start talking about it. You know they are.
If they do, and China.
Why do you think LeBron James is not talking about it?
So what do you think China's reaction
is? He doesn't know what to say yet.
Oh, he knows what to say.
He does not know what to say.
Please.
No, he doesn't. You know what? He doesn't.
He's protecting his money. He's protecting Nike over there. He's protecting his own financial interest.
You think somebody asked him a question about it?
They haven't let him near the media yet.
But listen, the series is going to start. He's going to have to.
No, they're doing no media over there.
No, when he comes back.
There's no media in China.
So how do you think they come back?
So do you think the players will be able to freely talk about this?
Yes.
I think players will, and I think it'll piss off China when they start talking.
All right.
Because I think some will. I think some will sit there and protect the doll. Enes Kanter has already responded today.
He left Hong Kong out of it.
Including a video, and he left Hong Kong out of it, which I get because it's a sensitive issue right now. But when you start talking about that's all you have to do.
See, I'm not
there,
so
I believe
sure
in democracy.
These guys are going to – because I agree. The minute they say anything about China or Hong Kong, it's going to be on Twitter, and China will be right back to where we are.
Well, China, monitors the world, so they're gonna know everything that's going
because
on.
The LeBron James, and again, this to me is what it's all about, and we'll see when you know.
You're talking about Bill Simmons.
Push comes
he's
to
so
shove,
smart,
you know, in
this.
His barbershop, he's talking about the NFL and the whole slave mentality. I think he talked about the NFL owners.
Right.
In that, he said, "quote I'm so appreciative in our league and our commissioner. He doesn't mind us having the feeling, like to be able to have a real feeling and be able to express it." It doesn't matter if Adam even agrees with us, what we're saying. He at least wants to hear us out. As long as we are doing it in a very educational, nonviolent way, then he's okay, absolutely okay with it. We'll see. We'll see. Adam, listen, I have some things to talk about when it comes to democracy and freedom across this world, the country. And I have opinions on Hong Kong and China, and I'm going to express them.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on him.
You think that's going to – you think Adam Silver's going to say, oh, okay, no problem?
Yeah. I wouldn't
– What do you think?
No. I don't.
We'll see.
Listen.
Because, I mean, LeBron said Adam Silver doesn't mind. He even doesn't agree with us.
Adam Silver's doing the exact same thing that Roger Goodell is doing. Goodell did not like Kaepernick taking a knee. Why? Because it was hurting business. Okay? That's what he was concerned about. It was hurting business. It was hurting him with the networks. It was hurting him with sponsors. And we know it was hurting him in the heartland.
Yeah.
All right? So the NBA right now is going to get hurt by this. Because you're seeing it. There are Democratic candidates out there. Julian Castro, Beto O'Rourke. These people are coming out, and they are vocal about this, and they're all taking the same position. What is the NBA doing? Stand up for democracy. Why aren't you guys talking about Hong Kong? Why aren't you talking about the atrocities, the concentration camps? They're going far deeper than what I'm thinking that they need to do, right? They're all over it. So how is he any different? See, that's what I mean. That LeBron's full of it. He's same commissioner.
No,
they're doing the same thing.
We'll see.
Protecting their ass.
We'll see.
All right, this hour being brought to you by Right Window. We open up the phone lines at 617-77. Oh, no, we got the big fella.
We're not opening any phone lines.
Got the big fella segment coming up.
Hold on. We'll get to you. I know this is a very hot topic, but I get 10 minutes a week, and you're not stealing it.
And it won't be 11. It'll be right there at 10 minutes. So just watch the clock, but it's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.